Page and the Devil, both a rare showcase for bassist Walter Page, known as Biggin to the other musicians, and a reminder that blues was a central element ever present in the Basie Orchestra and small band sessions, if you listen for it just under the surface. We also heard Moton Swing, of course, played by all the Kansas City Cats, which was in fact a simplification of the tune You're Driving Me Crazy. Next, from 1937, a live Roseland Shuffle. Then John's Idea features tenor solos by Lester and Herschel Evans. Now, Evans was the other outstanding bassy tenor saxophonist, and he was in a strong contrast to Lester. He played forcefully, with a rich tone, and a style much more in the tradition of Coleman Hawkins. Lastly, Texas Shuffle, composed and arranged by Herschel Evans, who was from Texas, demonstrates the bassy band had clearly advanced far beyond most other swing and big bands. Listen to just how modern the phrasing is of all the soloists in the sections, with sly, slippery solos from trombonist Dickie Wells and Lester Young on both sax and clarinet.
Thank you.
great bassy band sessions, like almost everything I'm playing this hour from between the years 1937 and 1940. That was Texas Shuffle, solos by Herschel Evans, Dickie Wells on trombone, and two clarinet solos by Lester Young. We also heard John's Idea and a live Roseland Shuffle. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, and certainly no band brings together jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz better than the Count Basie Orchestra. Record producer John Hammond, who initiated Basie's recording career and contributed mightily to the band's commercial success, said Lester Young's improvisational skills, quote, knew no bounds. Lester could improvise on the same theme for an hour at a stretch without once giving the impression that he might be running out of ideas. Fantastic. An improvisation called Take It Prez, and that was recorded live at the Southland Theater Restaurant in 1940, part of the spectacular recent box set from Sony, featuring many previously unissued live performances of the Basie Orchestra and their fine recordings produced by John Hammond for Columbia between 1937 and 1951. So great was the success of Basie's Kansas City sound that early on, by about 1937, the band had pretty much moved its base of operations to New York City. Jumpin' at the Woodside is one of the band's signature tunes, and it's named for the hotel in New York where several of the band members resided. It's also a good demonstration of how a little riff or simple repeated phrase could, in the hands of the Basie band, provide the basis of an entire tune. This 1938 version has solos by Herschel Evans on clarinet and Buck Clayton trumpet. Trumpeter Buck Clayton, by the way, was yet another remarkable soloist, an innovator favoring mutes and a sack full of personal tricks. Also a pretty good composer. And incidentally, Buck Clayton was one of the all-time best-dressed men of jazz. One of the Count Basie Orchestra's signature tunes, Jumpin' at the Woodside from 1938. Woodside built up from very simple riffs and short melodic phrases, a type of collective improvisation that was central to the evolution of Kansas City jazz and many of the Basie Orchestra's best numbers, such as their radio theme song, 1 o'clock Jump. During the remaining three programs in this Count Basie tribute, I'll be presenting sidebars on Basie's piano style, the Basie vocalists, including Jimmy Rushing and Billie Holiday, and the band's Kansas City origins. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound preservation and restoration services. Here's something extremely rare, never issued on LP or CD. This is a private acetate disc of the band live in Glendale, California in 1939. With apologies, I'm going to barge in here, but at this point, this acetate disc does have some problems, and that provides me a window to remind you once again that there are lots more broadcasts and newly issued rarities coming your way in the next three parts of this tribute to Count Basie and his incomparable swing orchestra. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.